Dust Off the Bones, a novel by Paul Howarth, performed by David Linsky. They stood on the bank of the desert crater, staring down into hell. Trampled humpies, scattered possessions, discarded weapons, severed limbs, all bogged in a churn of crimson mud. The camp had become a slaughter yard. One of the men wept openly. The other vomited on the ground. Not 2 days ago they had been here, in this crater, welcomed by the Kurong people, attempting to preach to them, sharing a meal. Now that same entire community lay heaped in an enormous pyre, a knot of mangled bodies, popping, crackling, peeling as they burned. A thick smoke column rising, a smell both men would carry to their graves. After 4 days non-stop riding over a wasteland of sun-scorched scrub, they reached the settled colony in the east and the single street outpost of Bewley perched on its frontier. Desperate and dishevelled, they tore into town, slid from their saddles and scrambled along a narrow path to the courthouse, bursting through the black-tarred double doors into the cool flagstone lobby beyond.
"An outrage! A most terrible outrage!"
From his desk by the wall, the clerk looked up at the piebald-faced white man, fair skin bleached and blotted by the sun, and a properly dressed native like none they got round here.
"Help you?"
he called, and startled, the white man spun.
"There has been an outrage in the desert. 100 killed, more."
A guard wandered out from the cell block and crossed the lobby to where they stood, glaring at them, cocking and uncocking his revolver with his thumb. But before he could speak, a side door opened and out barreled Police Magistrate McIntyre, barking,
"Donaghy, get that darkie out of here, or else throw him in the cells."
The accent was thick Scots. The guard smiled, clicked his tongue, tossed his head toward the doors. Nobody moved. The guard cocked the revolver again, but the white man said,
"Matthew, please."
And reluctantly, he went outside, Donaghy following a few paces behind.
"Well now,"
Magistrate McIntyre said,
"what do we have here? There's been an outrage in—"
"Yes, yes, I heard all that.
What I mean is, who the hell are you?"
"Reverend Francis Bean, sir. That is Matthew."
"Ah, missionaries."
"Yes, we are."
"I don't suppose you'd thank me for a whiskey, then."
Reverend Bean cast about the lobby.
"Perhaps just some water, if I may."
The magistrate steered him toward the office.
"Come through here and I'll find you some. Let's you and me have a little talk."